before the first bite. From beneath grey tarpaulin, perched on upturned crates, we push back our hoods and inspect the fruit, both breathless. I was certain we were lost forever, enchanted by endless rows of jawed giants, until we stumble upon the treacherous ladders of our mothers. Harvest for them is serious work, reaching precariously, stretching income. Neither can pick the greater nuisance, us or the weather. The rustles, creaks and squeaks of our waterproofs chatter sporadically with the torrent as our tiny fingers chase rain futilely from blushing contours, writhing at the cold trickles worming across skin, growing branch-like tributaries under gathered cuffs. Nowhere sees escape from the damp. We raise apples to wide mouths.